Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Senate Intelligence Committee took a look at the election interference threat landscape.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines said she's concerned about the increasing number of foreign actors looking to engage in influencing the U.S. election, namely,
Russia remains the most active foreign threat to our elections.
Haines said the Russian government's goals
include eroding trust in U.S. democratic institutions, exacerbating sociopolitical divisions in the United States, and degrading Western support to Ukraine.
M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
Some things still need to be worked out, but President Biden and Donald Trump have agreed to 2 one-on-one debates, June 27th on CNN, September 10th on ABC. One change, there'll be no in-person audiences. The Supreme Court ordered Louisiana to do its congressional elections this year using a map that created a second majority black district. This is ABC News. A single-engine Beech V-35 airplane crashed 50 miles southwest of Nashville. Williamson County, Tennessee, Chief Deputy Mark Elrod says all three people aboard were killed.
When responders arrived, they immediately started searching and sizing up the scene to see if there was a possibility of survivors. It was quickly evident that this would be a search and recovery operation, not a search and rescue operation.
Elrod says there's a large debris field indicating the plane broke apart midair. In Texas, a barge slammed into a pillar of the bridge connecting Galveston to Pelican Island. No one hurt, but it caused an oil spill into the bay.
Local officials are reporting the leak has now been fixed. And while we don't know exactly how much oil was spilled into the bay, we do know this barge could hold up to 30,000 gallons. So needless to say, the cleanup here will take a lot of time and effort.
ABC's Maria Villarreal. Analysts do not expect there to be any economic impact from the collision. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There'll be two special elections in Wisconsin this year to fill vacant seats. One of them will be for state Senate in Milwaukee in July. The other will be for U.S. House in Northeast Wisconsin in November. The winners will replace Lena Taylor and Mike Gallagher. Governor Evers announced the dates this week. Wisconsin is waiting to see how the state Supreme Court rules on allowing absentee ballot drop boxes this year. Janelle Ludwig Krause is a voting advocate in western Wisconsin. She says all kinds of voters vote absentee.
Farmers who need to be on their field when the conditions are dry, it makes it possible for parents that are juggling a million things to cast a ballot, for people with disabilities, for elderly people.
Opponents say it's too easy to use drop boxes to commit voter fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers going prime time again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL releasing the regular season schedules, and Green Bay will have 5 games in prime time. First, the season opener in Brazil against the Eagles, then 4 night games in a row against the Dolphins, Lions, Seahawks, and Saints. From Thanksgiving to the Monday before Christmas, baseball, the Brewers just kept hitting home runs yesterday on the way to a 10-2 win over the Pirates in Milwaukee. Contreras, Sanchez, Ortiz, and Sam Frelick, all with home runs. Frelick then talked about watching rookie Jackson Churio hit one 441 feet out of the park.
Yeah, it was great. I think that's the closest I'll ever be to like hitting one myself, is, you know, seeing that and feeling like I was in the box. So it was cool to kind of see that view and see how far a ball went.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy says Churio is getting a great opportunity in Milwaukee.
If maybe he's with the Dodgers, you know, maybe he's not playing in the big leagues yet. You know what I mean? Maybe they wait a year, whatever. But he's lucky he's with this group.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms in the overnight. By sunrise, temperatures in the mid-50s, a light southeast wind. Thursday, showers and storms, especially the first half of the day. Partly sunny skies and upper 60s. Mostly clear Thursday night. Lows near 50 degrees. It's 60 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Siskel and Ebert producer John Davies, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins the show to discuss tick season. Should be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of the program. This is pretty amazing. Ben Carson. Remember Ben Carson? He apparently wants to be vice president again. He served as Trump's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, wrote a book about it. And he is now lobbying, according to ABC News. His book just came out on Tuesday, yesterday. He is now lobbying to get rid of no-fault divorce laws. Where do these people come from? I mean, it's... He says, the reason this matters is that no-fault divorce legally allows marriages to end much more quickly than in previous decades. When there are relatively few legal or financial consequences connected with divorce, it's natural for people to gravitate toward that option when their marriage hits a rough patch. And then he goes on about, you know, for the children and all this kind of stuff. What no-fault divorce has done, though, is it has allowed people to get out of terrible situations. I mean, you know, a marriage is a contract. It's a legal contract. And if your life and your wealth and everything is tied up in it, there's actually numerous studies, actually good, solid science, that has found that both domestic violence and suicide rates among women go down, or went down, when states adopted no-fault divorce laws. It all started in 1969. The first no-fault divorce law was signed in 1969 in California by Governor Ronald Reagan. And all you had to do was say irreconcilable differences, and that was it. But Ben Carson wants you to have to go into a court of law and say, no, she had an affair, or no, he beat me up, or no, he, you know, whatever. It's amazing. And here's the other thing. Even as divorce has become easier to obtain, in 1980, when only about a half or a third of the states in the United States had no-fault divorce, the divorce rate was 5.4 per 1,000 people per year. 5.4. Today, the divorce rate is 2.4. So it's a lot fewer divorces. But Ben Carson thinks this is a big problem, and we need to bring back, you know, a for-cause divorce, essentially, in order to, I don't know. I don't know. All righty. And then, you know, of course, I already mentioned to you this story about members of Congress. You know, whatever happened to the idea of respecting you know, the rule of law? It just seems to have gone to hell with the Republicans. You know, supporting a criminal for president. It's incredible. All right, what's on your mind today? Bill in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think the reason why Republicans are showing up to, you know, support Trump is because I think they're prepping for a conviction.
Oh, interesting. Your opinion is the exact opposite of mine. I thought that they felt safe to do so because they think he's going to be acquitted. Why would you want to put your name on the line for a guy that you think is going to end up being convicted of a crime?
Because it's a cult, Tom. they're already in it all the way, and I think they're prepping. They want to when the conviction comes down, and Trump can't, you know, he's got this gag order or whatever. I think that they are prepping people for what they're going to say full on.
Oh,
whenever,
because he's still their nominee.
Conviction comes down. Right. Yeah, he's going to have to be.
Right. Well, he doesn't have to be. I mean, yeah. The convention hasn't happened, but
by and large, I think
broadly speaking, you're probably right.
And one more quick thing. Mm-hmm. You had a woman the other day call in about how Zelensky should negotiate and with Putin to stop the war and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And every summer I go to Kharkiv, Ukraine. I was there last summer for 3 months.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, there was missiles flying over me, and I have a YouTube channel that I do, and I work on it when I'm over there, and I spent some time in Kyiv, too, but I mainly go to Kharkiv. Uh-huh. And I'm telling you right now, dude, Putin will never take Kharkiv.
Because the people will fight to the death kind of thing, you mean?
It's the second largest city in Ukraine. Now, granted, a lot of people left, but there's still probably 1 million people there, because normally it's 2 million people.
Right.
And I know these people. I have friends there. And they will never, ever, ever give up that city. Yeah. And I think he's just doing this as to distract Ukraine and to move resources from down in the Kherson area up that way so that he can keep, because their whole goal is to, you know, take back, you know, the Kherson area and the Donbass and all that stuff.
Right.
So, but they'll never, you know, you're hearing on the news now, it's like, oh my God, they're taking Kharkiv. These are just little villages along the border that the majority of people had already left anyways, that they're grabbing, but they're really of no significance.
So, Bill, plug your YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's Ukraine244.
On YouTube.
Yeah,
Ukraine244.
Just type it in.
I'll check it out. Bill, thank you for the call. And thanks for the information and the thoughts. Appreciate it.
Okay, man.
Yeah, good talking to you. Gregory in Stockholm, New Jersey. Hey, Gregory, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Let me just run a couple quick interrelated subjects and bounce something off you and get your take on it.
Okay.
With the approaching 2024 election and the fact that we know, at least I know, going on social media, of the intellectual depths of most Republicans, Trump supporters, is about as deep as a puddle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the screaming of Bidenomics and gas prices is going to be an election issue. So, I'm sure, I don't know if I've heard it on your show before, but, you know, you want to go back to 2016 with Trump and, you know, going to Saudi Arabia and that dance with the sword and all that garbage and, you know, all the money his family walked away with and the selling of Port Arthur Refinery.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the grand tradition of Reagan, he, Iran-Contra, the hostage, he did the same thing and said, hey, listen, lower those gas prices, make me look great. Biden comes into office, make him look like garbage.
Yeah. So, well, we certainly saw it in 2022. I mean, the Russians and Saudis did the same thing. They cut oil production. Price of oil went up to $5 a gallon. People across the country were freaked out. Yeah. And the Democrats lost 30 or 40 seats in Congress.
Yeah.
Or whatever the number was.
The other thing would be the inflation, the Bidenomics. You know, my Facebook friends scream, here's your Bidenomics.
Right.
And I'm wondering what kind of underhanded things did he do to create that situation? Did he, I mean, let's face it, we know this country is run by a corporate oligarchy, and we know that they want the GOP to run this country so they can get all their tax breaks and pollute the environment and everything else.
Yeah.
So are they just kind of saying, yeah, we'll make them look bad by just bringing up inflation and getting record profits?
I think
so. When you come in office, we'll...
I think so. Yeah. We've seen this for the last 2 years now. We've seen, you know, American corporations getting record, I mean, literally, like profits like never in the history of the world has anybody seen profits like this. Companies generating 30, 40, 50% profit levels. I mean, you know, in the old days when there was competition, you know, if you had 5% profit every year, you were considered a healthy company.
Yes, but I would like to see the behind the curtain mechanics of this and have some definitive proof to say, here, look, this is how, you know. I don't know if we have that proof.
Well, Saudi Arabia and Russia publicly announced the price cuts, or the production cuts, rather, explicitly saying they were doing it to drive up the price. They didn't mention the election. I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure that one out. Gregory, thank you for the call. That's a good one. I appreciate it. Good talking to you. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your call. Dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today's tip is about saving at the supermarket. I'm talking about buying in bulk. I don't mean like mega bulk when you take your car to Costco and you fill the whole thing up with beef jerky and toilet paper. I'm talking about those dispensers at the grocery store, you know, the bins with the scoops in them, or those, you turn the thing and then you fill a little bag with nuts or beans or whatever. That's what I mean. Savings can range from just pennies cheaper to like 30 or even 50% off. I mean, things can really add up. Smart bulk buys are things like flour, sugar, dried beans, things like that. Now imagine you save even just 10 cents a day on one thing that you use every day. Over the course of a year, that's like $30. Imagine finding 10 things like that, $300. I mean, this can really add up. And that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Fabulous Farm Bay, Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to buy, purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. It's Talk Media for the sane among us. Welcome back, Ron in Long Island, New York. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine, yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, I'm a longtime listener. Came out of the gym. I had a stroke 7 years ago, so I do my physical therapy in the gym. I came out of the gym, and when I tuned in, I got the tail end of your comment about the debates with Trump and Biden and your anxiety, which I share. And I just wanted to run this by you in case you haven't heard it before. I think that there is no one, absolutely no one, that can referee the debates on TV. So being that that's the case, the only way they can have a debate with Trump and Biden is to put both of them in soundproof booths and have somebody control the sound so that when Biden is speaking or doing a rebuttal, no matter how loud or crazy Trump is, you can't hear him. And I think that in that might help the debates. I'm not saying it'll get Biden elected. I mean, yeah. I'm very pessimistic about that. I hope I'm wrong about that. But you know the chaos that Trump causes everywhere he goes. The media loves it. That's how they make
that's
their
the
money.
Sad thing.
In fact, I think they should have him in a booth at the trial right now. He's not testifying. He doesn't need to be heard. His lawyers are speaking for him.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, Ron, and I agree with it, with a caveat. Biden has said that he will only do this debate if the microphones are turned off for the person who doesn't have the floor. Now, to your point, that won't prevent Trump from shouting so loudly that Biden's microphone would pick it up. So I would say, at the very least, put a soundproof baffle panel, you know what I'm talking about, just a like the kind of barriers that they have in cubicles, only 8 feet high between the two of them so that Trump can't, wildly gesticulate and can't yell at Biden. And so he's left just fuming impotently over on his side and can only speak when it's his turn. My guess is they'll probably do something like that or create a lot of physical distance between the two of them, put them on opposite sides of the stage. What do you think?
Right. I don't know if you remember, I'm a pretty old guy. Back in the 50s on those game shows, I believe there was one or two of them where they had soundproof booths.
Oh, I remember those well, yeah. Yeah, where they would tell the audience what was going on, and then the person would come out and, yeah, I get it.
The other thing is, I know that they can't do it, probably, the Secret Service, but, I mean, the most ideal format to me, put them in a soundproof booth. And as soon as, for instance, Trump stops talking, answering a question, shut off the lights. You can't see anybody. In other words, the only person you see is Biden when he's speaking, and then vice versa. Shut off their microphones, shut off the lights. I'm sure the Secret Service would probably go out of their mind. But to me, that would actually work. And it wouldn't matter then who the referee is, because they never are ever going to be able to control this guy. He's proven it every single day of his life.
No, I agree. Ron, thank you. A good one. Thank you. Seth in Los Angeles. Hey, Seth, what's on your mind today?
Oh my God. I'm just imagining Donald Trump in a soundproof booth right now.
It's like, put a gag on him when he's not when it's not his turn. You know, run up there and slap some Velcro on him.
Oh my
Duct
God.
Tape.
So, Tom, I have a new fear about this jury I never had before until I was watching The Jinx Part 2 last night. Because it turns out one of the jurors who hung Durst's first murder trial then became best pals with him, and he lavished money on him and his girlfriend. So all it takes now is one, not even a MAGA person, but someone who realizes, if I hang this jury and go out and scream I'm the one who did it, Donald Trump is probably going to lavish me with, you know, everything I could imagine.
Yeah. Well, I've been waiting for Trump to imply that he would do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing that he hasn't done so far. I mean, you know, it would be jury tampering. It would be a crime. But, you know, whether one of his surrogates will do that, I mean, you know, tomorrow his surrogates are going to be back in court. That's the kind of thing Marjorie Taylor Greene would say, you know?
Yeah. No, it's just, and to see it play out in The Jinx, yeah, with Robert Durst was horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's all the right, it's the fatal flaw in our jury system. Thank you, Seth. Thanks for the call. Francesco in Sarasota, listening to WSLR. Hey, Francesco, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm gonna flatter myself and say that great minds think alike.
Okay.
But,
what's that?
Sitting at the computer this morning, and she said, "You know, Biden's agreed to some debates. What do you think?" And my immediate thought was, "Well, they obviously feel like they have to change the trajectory somehow."
Yeah.
And I, you know, it made me sad in a way, but, you know, trying to be optimistic, I thought, you know, he's got a lot of accomplishments that he can't seem to get out there.
Right. And this would be a way to get him out. Yeah, I have two thoughts on this, Francesco. One is that Biden is going along with the debates or even asking for them because he is concerned, you know, about his standing in the polls. The other is that Biden, this might be a very strategic move, and this is kind of three-dimensional chess, as a way of preventing the Republican convention from giving the nomination to Nikki Haley or somebody else if Trump gets convicted. You know, at that point, if Trump has agreed to the debates, it'll be impossible for the RNC to flip on him. That said, you know, he's got his daughter-in-law in there running the organization, and so I think the odds of his not being the Republican nominee are probably close to zero, or certainly less than 2 or 3%. Good one. Francesco, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Up next, Sushila Jayapal is going to drop by for 5 or 10 minutes, and then we'll be back to picking up your calls. So stay with us. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. You can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcasts of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
You're listening to Lake Air, W-L-A-K, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Senate Intelligence Committee took a look at the election interference threat landscape.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines said she's concerned about the increasing number of foreign actors looking to engage in influencing the U.S. election, namely,
Russia remains the most active foreign threat to our elections.
Haines said the Russian government's goals
include eroding trust in U.S. democratic institutions, exacerbating sociopolitical divisions in the United States, and degrading Western support to Ukraine.
M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
Some things still need to be worked out, but President Biden and Donald Trump have agreed to 2 one-on-one debates, June 27th on CNN, September 10th on ABC. One change, there'll be no in-person audiences. The Supreme Court ordered Louisiana to do its congressional elections this year using a map that created a second majority black district. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators are voting to override 9 of Governor Evers' recent vetoes and accuse Democrats of playing politics with everything from PFAS cleanup to Western Wisconsin emergency health care. Senator Howard Markline.
We have urgent needs across the state. The legislature has addressed those needs and solved those problems. However, the governor put special interests and his liberal base ahead of the people of Wisconsin.
Democrats call Tuesday's session an election year gimmick. The countdown to next year's NFL draft in Green Bay is officially underway after a ceremonial handoff of hosting duties from Detroit Tuesday. Officials are expecting more than 250,000 tourists in the Fox Valley and a $90 million economic impact statewide. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Need a new movie to watch? Here's a Schwabamendation. Whether you're a wrestling fan or not, you might like The Iron Claw, a heartfelt story based on true events involving the Von Erich family. The film received some consideration during Oscar nomination season last year. Zac Efron gives a really good performance as Kevin Von Erich, the soft-spoken second-oldest son who lost all 4 of his brothers, 3 to suicide. The brothers were all wrestlers who were pushed into the field from their domineering wrestler father. The Iron Claw is available to stream on Max. Reese Witherspoon will produce a prequel series to Legally Blonde. Elle, based on Witherspoon's character Elle Woods from the movie, will be set during Woods' high school years. Entertainment Weekly says Witherspoon's company Hello Sunshine and Amazon Prime will co-produce. A third installment of the movie franchise has been rumored for the last few years now with Mindy Kaling mentioned as the potential writer. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and storms in the overnight. By sunrise, temperatures in the mid-50s, a light southeast wind. Thursday, showers and storms, especially the first half of the day. Partly sunny skies and upper 60s. Mostly clear Thursday night. Lows near 50 degrees. Currently 59 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
The
Dr. Karen Tamarius. She's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition of Thursday Tangents with Lukester. It's Luke Mathers right here. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Two, an important nutrient for your heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of the new Super Beats Heart Chews Advance and save 15% by going to superbeats.com and using the code TOM. That's getsuperbeets.com, G-E-T, super B-E-E-T-S.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get a free 30-day supply on all bundles with Super Beats Heart Chews Advance and save 15%. That's getsuperbeets.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. On the line with us, this is something we kind of have a rule here that we don't have candidates for office on before primaries, and every time I've turned down somebody, and it happens a lot, what I've said is I only do this with candidates that I personally know. I would only put on somebody before a primary with somebody that is like where I live, and this is where I live, and my congressman is Earl Blumenauer, and he's resigning or retiring, and there is a wild primary going on here in the Portland area to replace him. And Shashila Jayapal, who is the sister of Pramila Jayapal, who's a regular on this. In fact, she was on our program for a whole hour on Monday, is a former Multnomah County Commissioner. That's the county that Portland's in. An economics major at Swarthmore College. Has a law degree from the University of Chicago. Her website is Shashila for Congress, S-U-S-H-E-E-L-A for F-O-R Congress.com. And Shashila Jayapal on Twitter. And just wild stuff going on in this with a lot of money coming in from outside. According to TheIntercept.com, Ryan Grimm, AIPAC has stepped into this in a big way. Now, we've seen this before. We saw this with Summer Lee. We've seen it with other members. She succeeded. Jamal Bowman apparently is being attacked by, with these dark money front groups that are being funded by AIPAC. And we're just overwhelmed with ads here attacking Shashila Jayapal. Every single day I get a new thing in the mail. So I wanted to get her on and hear from her what her plans are for if she becomes my congressperson. So Shashila Jayapal, welcome to the program. I'm so glad you could show up.
So good to be here. Thank you, Tom.
So tell us about your candidacy.
Yeah, as you mentioned, I have been a lawyer here in Portland in the metro area in this district. I've been a county commissioner, and I'm running for Congress because both at the local level and at the national level, we are seeing such a pivot point for the country. When I'm talking about local issues, homelessness is top of mind for folks. On the national level, we're talking about attacks on our democracy, which you bring to light on your show all the time, attacks on our civil rights, and attacks on things like Social Security and Medicare that affect the lives of everyday Oregonians and everyday Americans. So I am running to take my progressive values to Congress, and that means to fight for a just economy. It means to fight for a Green New Deal and a just transition away from fossil fuels. It means to fight for Medicare for all and to fight for everyday Oregonians and create the framework in which they can live good, thriving, meaningful lives here.
Now, you have called for Israel to have essentially a ceasefire with regard to Gaza, and apparently this is what drew the wrath of the American-Israel Political Action Committee, AIPAC. When did you learn that this money tsunami was coming to, because I think everybody just assumed that you were going to be the nominee, but it's getting wild out there.
It is getting wild. We have known for some time that AIPAC was likely to enter. I first called for a ceasefire back in November. I have renewed that call. I've also said that I believe we should stop providing offensive military aid to Israel. And I think this is a foreign policy issue that is absolutely related to the domestic policy issues that we're all contending with on the ground. So we've anticipated that AIPAC would come in. I think, Tom, what has been astonishing has been the level at which they've entered this race, right? And The Intercept, Ryan Grimm, has reported on this. Others have as well. To date, and we don't have all of the reporting because of the way that the reporting rules work, but to date, we estimate more than $5 million in independent expenditures, both supporting the candidacy of Maxine Dexter and attacking me. And on those attack ads that you mentioned, at least $2.7 million in attack ads. And then on top of those amounts, at least about another million in direct bundle contributions from AIPAC donors to Maxine Dexter's campaign. And to put this in context, their spending, AIPAC's spending in the Dave Min race in California was about $4 million. So they are spending more in a smaller, less expensive market against me than they did in that race.
Yeah, I mean, the population of Portland is less than a million. I mean, this is a relatively small market to just overwhelm like that.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm not sure exactly where to go from there. I mean, this is just a tough one. How do you rebut that kind of thing? The things I've been seeing being said about you, I know that many of them are just outright distortions. I mean, they're basically taking the record of the county commission that you were on and blaming you for everything that went wrong with regard to the county commission as if it was all your fault. And you know, obviously it's not. So how do you respond to these things?
Yeah, a couple of things, Tom. You know, first of all, they're actually taking four decades of what has led to the crises in Portland and blaming them on me. So I'll just start with that.
Right.
And I think a couple of the other things to point out about this level of spending and where it's coming from, it is coming obviously from AIPAC. They've been very strategic. They have spent the bulk of their money, especially that attack ad money, starting on April 1st, so that our voters aren't going to know where it's coming from until May 20th, because that's when they have to report. And that is the day right before the election. So really being very strategic about spending it in a way that hides where it's coming from. The direct support that they have sent to Maxine Dexter's campaign, I think, is also noteworthy. We haven't been able to analyze all of the donors yet, but the majority of them donate to far-right Republicans like Donald Trump, directly to Donald Trump, like Speaker McCarthy, like Speaker Johnson, like Ted Cruz. So that is the source of the money. And our approach is to just shine a light on that and to say, here is where these attack ads are coming from. Here is who's funding them. And there is a fundamental contradiction between professing progressive values and taking that level of funding from sources that are actually attacking those progressive values, be it reproductive rights, be it LGBTQ rights, be it a fair economy. Taking funding at this level from sources who are attacking those progressive values is a fundamental contradiction. And we believe that when we shine a light on this, the voters in this district will not like what's happening here.
Yeah. Louise and I have already voted. I mean, you know, this is a vote by mail state entirely. And we got our ballots a week ago, and we filled them out. I voted for you. Louise voted for you. You know, if you're looking for an endorsement, I heartily give it to you.
Thank you.
But has the local media picked this aspect of the story up at all? Apologies. I don't watch local television, so I'm not in touch with the local media at all. I mean, I read the Oregonian, but I, you know, and they did have an article that kind of mentioned this yesterday, but it was kind of tacked in the very end of the article.
Yeah, you know, they've been slow to take it up. We have been calling this out for a while. I actually went out with a video, I think it was probably 6 weeks ago, saying we think this is coming. Mm-hmm. I did a press conference a few weeks ago saying it's here. We've continued to shine a light on it. They have been slow to pick up on it. And the Oregonian has started reporting on it recently. But, you know, I'll give an example of one of the things that's happened. They published an article, I think it was about a week ago, that had in its headline AIPAC and Republican donors supporting Dexter's campaign, or words to that effect. Mm-hmm. And then they altered that article to take Republican out. So The local media has been slow to pick up on it. But then, you know, again, Tom, I really believe, and we're seeing this at the doors. I have been out canvassing for the last many weeks. And what I am experiencing at the doors is people coming to me and saying, hey, this, I just got this mail, or what is this?
Right.
And when I talk to them, explain who is funding the mailer, they are with me. And I will say that, you know, I think the voters were with me to begin with, in terms of my own fundraising. Before this flood of money came in, I had almost doubled, my personal fundraising had almost doubled what Maxine had raised. So I think that voters, again, once they know what's happening, we are confident that they will line up.
And finally, this is not just an Oregon or even a Portland story. This is happening nationally. They tried to take down Summer Lee. They're trying to take down Jamal Bowman. They actually succeeded in taking down another candidate just a day or three ago. I'm forgetting who it was. They're going after Cori Bush right now in St. Louis. This is a political action committee that's associated with a foreign government. I'm boggled by it, Shashila. Hopefully we can. What can anybody do about this over the long term? It seems to me like, if nothing else, this is a clarion call to blow up Citizens United.
Absolutely. I mean, people ask me what my goals are, why I'm running, and strengthening our democracy is absolutely one of my top priorities. And I think the role of money in politics is one of the most destructive elements in our democracy right now. And this is a classic example. And what you say is right, Tom. This isn't the only example. They're doing this around the country, and it's layers upon layers of problematic. It is the volume of money in politics. It is where the money is coming from. It is the fact that there are millionaires who are donating enormous amounts. In this race, we've heard one donor gave $500,000, another donor gave $900,000. This is an exemplar of the role of money in politics. Absolutely need to get rid of Citizens United and then address a whole host of other Supreme Court decisions that followed on Citizens United that made this possible, including we should not have the ability to give unlimited amounts of money to any campaign. Yeah. And that's what's happening here right now.
Amen. And we need to just do away with these political action committees. Shashila Jayapal, Shashila, S-U-S-H-E-E-L-A, for Congress, F-O-R Congress. .com is the website. Shashila Jayapal is the Twitter handle. Shashila Jayapal, good luck. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with your calls. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah,
That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. So tuck your Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. 8 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, how are you doing, Tom? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
As for the debates, I think it should be nationwide and not just CNN, as CNN is a little biased. And the other one is...
I thought they should have brought back the League of Women Voters. You know, they did a marvelous job before George Herbert Walker Bush refused to go along with it because he said that's a liberal organization. And that's when they started whole commission thing that it's just basically the two parties taking it over. But yeah, I get it. So anyhow, you were saying, John.
And I think men underestimate the women in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think the women are going to take the vote over, and they're going to win out by the time 6 months goes by with this red state, you know, happening. Women are going to walk all over the Republican Party.
You know, so from there's a lot of God's ears, John. I hope you're right.
Oh, That's true.
Yeah.
And I like Jayapal. We have a Jayapal here in Seattle.
I know. It's her younger sister.
Her older sister. And
Sheila is the older sister to Pramila. Just to
they're great women. I mean, they know what they're doing, and they're smart. And
yeah, Pramila described it a couple days ago as when she was on the program Monday, she said, double trouble. I love it. John, I got a little alarm, but thank you for the call. Ryan in San Francisco. Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, longtime listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I'm also calling about the debates and all of the warranted anxiety about them, especially in the format that they are. I had an idea, because Trump is such a liar. He follows the strategy of tell a lie enough times and it becomes truth, and that seems to work for him. But what if Biden, when he opened, he told the audience to watch for like a certain hand signal, like waving your hand like you're sounding an alarm or a snap or something.
Or bring a giant buzzer.
but just a visual one that he could do subtly. But and then tell everybody to take note of each time that he does that, and then tell them to go to his website 24 hours later to see each one of those moments fact checked.
Yeah.
And then that way, every time that he did that little gesture, it would throw Trump off balance a little bit. And then it's the type of thing I think that mass media and social media would love.
I love it. Ryan, thank you for that. That was a great contribution to the conversation. Thank you. Carl in Chicago. Hey, Carl, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. Back at you.
Yeah. Tom, I'm hoping for a strong closing argument on this trial. It's the closing argument. You're pretty much allowed to freewheel on the closing arguments, and it's like icing on the cake, and it's the last thing that the jurors hear.
Right.
And the one important thing, like if the gloves don't fit, you must acquit kind of a thing, Here's my thinking. When they're doing the closing argument, all they have to do is say that Trump was not worried about Melania, his wife, because she would get to be first lady again. And an example of how much she wanted to be first lady is the fact that she's the one that came up with the idea when he was talking on the bus with Billy Bush, that was just locker room talk.
That's right.
That was her suggestion.
That's correct.
That was her idea.
Oh, they
to write it off just as locker room talk.
She knew what she was getting when she married Trump. I mean, this was just a pure transaction. A poor immigrant woman marries an American billionaire. Surprise, surprise. Carl, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Spot on. And thank you so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you and everybody you know. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. And if you live in a red state, triple check your voter registration every single month up until the election, because they are purging. They purged 19,200,000 votes between 20 and 2022. And we have no idea how many they've purged leading up to this election, but it's going to be big. So tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. I'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, our Women Win Wisconsin profile from Motherhood for Good catches up with a key lawmaker from the Fox Valley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The number of reported sex assaults across the U.S. military